Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pretty Boy Podcast here. I am your host, Pretty Boy Chris, and this podcast, remember, is brought to you by Rage Game Network and the Rage Game Network podcast crew. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you guys had a great weekend. So far, it's gone well for me. I feel bad I haven't been on the Rage Game Network podcast episodes recently, but hopefully we can get back on there and we can have some great discussions about gaming in general. So today we're going to go over basically the news for this episode, and to give you kind of an idea what this episode's going to have in here, we're going to talk about today a new issue of Casual Game Insider that just came out not too long ago. Basically, we'll talk about what it is, this magazine, and what you can find in it based on the article that I was reading about. We're also going to talk about an article that came out. Not trying to get political, but it's interesting. I came across some video game developers who are supporting a lot of the efforts in Ukraine and trying to help out the people that are out there. And I think it's really important that we talk about this topic and show what the video game development community is doing to try to help humanity. I know that this can get political at times, but I want to have a discussion about this and really just make sure people understand why companies are doing what they're doing and how really important it is to stick up for what's right for yourselves. We'll also talk about The Division 2. We found out a new mode's going to be coming out, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll end the podcast today with one of the Halo actors from the TV series who's speaking out about the TV series. And really just the general, his thoughts on the show, but also how the fans feel, some of the fans feel, and his comments about that. So that is our topics here today for Rage Game Network and the Pretty Boy Podcast. So we'll start off here with the Casual Gamer Inside magazine. So the issue just came out, I want to say, not that long ago, maybe a day or two ago. So Casual Game Insider, you're probably asking yourself, what the heck is Casual Game Insider? So I was looking up this article, and Casual Game Insider basically is a magazine that gets published, it looks like every season, so every quarter, basically. And it talks about different games, board games, role-playing games, scenario-based gaming, and helps bring that together into a community in a magazine. So in this current issue coming out, which is issue 39, the main highlights of the issue are there's a new dungeon you can explore and some search for some fearsome bosses in the Tiny Epic Dungeons. It's basically a cooperative dungeon crawler game that Gamblin Games has come out with, which is interesting, very interesting. I was just looking a little bit at the magazine itself. Again, for those of you know, we play Dungeons & Dragons. I think it's 5th edition with the Rage Game Network crew. A lot of the characters from Dungeons & Dragons, you can tell, are there while you're looking at it. Just looking through some of the pages here, it talks a lot about, like, the one article here, it's called Total Recall. So it's Gaming's Ghost Hollywood. So it talks a little bit about that process of Hollywood films being taken from a film base production and how they turn them into board games. Really interesting. There's some very interesting articles and things they talk about. What I can tell here, you got Princess Bride, board game. You got Back to the Future, a board game here, and Loose Foot party game. Again, kind of a board game with this. Keep going. It gets into the also philosophy, which I think is very interesting, and with my education and my background, learning the why we play games and how things have changed and evolved are very interesting to me. There's an article in here that says, why do we game? And it's basically a philosophical piece about gaming and why we spend the time that we do gaming. So I would love to check that out a little bit and really get to deep dive into what makes us crave and want to play games as a human. And it also talks about an article I was seeing in here, Once Upon a Time, a scenario-based gaming, and how those games work. Those are very interesting games also, just like anyone else would know. Yeah, it's very interesting. Like I said, I don't have the article, so I can't read it to you guys, but this looks really cool. And just kind of going through this, I really like it. They also come out with, it's a free print and play game called Morning Coffee Dungeon by Alexander Sheen. So that's really cool. You get some free stuff. But just looking at this, if you're interested, you want to go to casualgamerevolution.com. That's where the Casual Game Insider is. And let's see here. Magazine number 39. So you can buy it as a PDF. If you are interested on this, you can buy it as a PDF for $3.99. If you're interested in printing it and getting the PDF versions of this, you can also get it for $6.99. Not bad price. You get some free stuff. You get to read a lot about board games, role-playing games, scenario-based games, really anything about gaming in general. Is in here. So if you have some time, I would say check them out. Check out the material that they have there. And I'd go from there. I think this is a great opportunity. It's about 60 pages long. So it's not a long read, but it really gets you interested into different games that are out there, why we game, the philosophy side of it, and also some of the news in board games and stuff coming up. So looks really great. Some testimony. I was just looking here. One of the guys wrote down, I really like what you have done with this CRG, and I read it cover to cover every issue. So this comes from a guy named Rick. So that's really cool that they're showing some of the testimony of their subscribers to this. So if you are interested, let me say this again. Go to casualgamesrevolution.com and look up in the search box Casual Game Insider. They just came out their spring 2022 issue. It's issue number 39. So if you're interested, go out, check that out. Get that magazine, and maybe we'll talk about it later on in one of our Pretty Boy podcasts. With that being said, we're going to go on to the next topic. And our next topic today, I just thought it was very interesting, and I apologize. We're not trying to get way too political here, but I was reading an article about game studios showing support for Ukraine, which we all know what's going on in the world today. Started back in February 24th with Ukraine, Russia attacking Ukraine. I'm not going to go into the politics of it. I'm not going to go into my personal feelings on that matter, on that conflict, on that war. That's not for this podcast. That's not for this network. I just don't think this is the appropriate place to have this discussion. But I think it's interesting, and I really appreciate what the video game industry is doing. I'm very happy that they're coming up with ways to help support the people affected by this conflict and giving to charities that can help them. And hopefully when we get back to normal and get the individuals in Ukraine, the ones who fled the country, some support and help, which I really appreciate. But what's interesting, I was looking at some different companies. So Fortnite, Epic Games, they announced from March 20th to April 3rd, that all their proceeds for this popular game were going to be donated to humanitarian efforts for the people affected. And as of April 4th, to give you an idea, the community has raised $144 million to help those charities that are helping out the refugees. That's amazing, guys. I say do what you can do to support these video game companies who are really making sure that we all can make a difference in someone's lives today. Well, not just for this conflict, but just for anything going on, whether it be battling cancer, whether it be poverty, homelessness, you name it. Any way to help support our society and community as gaming is very important. And I really stress you guys to get out there and give a little bit back to the community. It's very important to do that. Some other companies I was just looking at, Wargaming. I believe they are the developers of World of Tanks. Made an announcement that, long story short, they have relooked at their business plans and operations and decided to basically leave Russia and Belarus. So they're taking their company elsewhere. So that's a big stand that they're making. Just going through this, I was looking at Square Enix, one of the big publishers and developers of Final Fantasy franchise. Back in March 14th, they made a donation of $500,000 to the Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Again, supporting people that are in, that are suffering for whatever the case is. I'm very happy that they're doing this, Square Enix. Very happy. Other game companies, I think there's one more that I want to talk about. There's, if you look up the articles, they tell you all this information about who's giving to charities. You can buy packs for video games for like a special skin of a character, and that money will go to a proceed to a charity company. So just understand there's other titles like I was looking at, like Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony. They've pretty much halted or temporarily stopped sales or suspended, I'm sorry, sales and shipments going into these countries like Russia and Belarus. So you're seeing that the world is taking a good stance on everything and making a point that this is not okay what they're doing. Again, this is not for this podcast, but I think it's very important to show that as a community, gaming community, we're really making a stance here and showing, you know, the big bad wolf that they can't act this way and that we're willing to help the people affected. So all I say to all my friends in the gaming community, take your time. You know, if you can support some of these charities, some of these video game companies that are doing, help support them. Let's get the people back on their feet, back in their homelands eventually, and hopefully we can have some peaceful times here where we can get ourselves back together very soon. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to finish the last two topics here about The Division and the Halo TV series. So guys, be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to Pretty Boy Podcast. I'm your host, Pretty Boy Chris, and again, this is part of the Rage Game Network and Rage Game Network podcast. So we're going to continue on here with another news that just came out. The Division 2. Listen, I know that The Division's been kind of up and down. It's like Halo. You know, Massive, I think, Entertainment is the one who created this game with Ubisoft. And in my experience with this game, I've had a lot of fun and a blast. I played the original, the campaign, the main campaign. I played all the DLCs and I've played the big expansion, Warlords of New York. I really thoroughly enjoyed this game. I truly do. And I know there were some problems in the beginning with this game, but they made it up, right? So the article I'm reading here is there's going to be a new game mode coming out to players. What's interesting is you actually are fighting to take back control of a nuclear power station, which has been captured by enemy forces. So it's an 8-player offering. I think it's going to be more like a I would say, like, almost like a raid type situation. Maybe not. Maybe it's like, you know, a cooperative mode that you can play. So what it's going to be called, it's going to be called Countdown. All right. And basically, right, you're going to play with, it looks like, I think 8 players I saw. Yeah, 8 players. You go, what looks like you will go in to this nuclear power plant, and you'll have some objectives. So some of the things you'll have to do is you'll have to acquire some of the shade crates. You'll have to hack into the servers, and you'll have to rescue some people, all while taking out the enemy forces as you move towards your objectives. If you guys know me, I love my shooting games. I love The Division because I get to kind of play around a little bit more and do things that other franchises don't do the best at. Really cool that they're coming out with a new mode. Really like that. I think that the what we have to do, again, this is a post-apocalyptic world where we have this big virus that got released, and you and a bunch of people known as Division agents, you're going out and about trying to keep the critical infrastructures in place for the United States based off Directive 51, which is an actual directive in real life. So I don't know how much of the game is inspired by real life legislation and how much of it's been kind of fabricated. But again, it's a really cool game. It does a lot. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't played it, I recommend you play it. Pick up the game. Usually can find it on sale for any platform. It's fun. You'll have a blast with it. So one of the things they talked about is this game mode was made early 2021. They started production on this game mode. And right now, it's currently only available in the test servers. So the public test server, I think, is what I saw in the article. That's where you can find it. Right now, there has been no release to all players yet. Knowing Ubisoft, will probably get an announcement within the coming months about this topic. So the last topic I wanted to go over here today will be the Halo TV series. I've watched the first 2 episodes. Episode 3 is going to be coming out soon here. It's doing really well. We're getting some great feedback. We're getting some great positive ratings from critics. And the fans overall are actually enjoying the show. Yes, I do have some little things that make me go, eh, really? This doesn't feel like Halo. But you know what? I can tell that they're trying to create this in its own separate universe, and I think they're doing a great job bringing in elements that inspire some of the events that have happened in the Halo video games, and then bringing it into this TV universe, which is separate timeline from the video games. And it should be, as I've said in a previous podcast. But reading this this article, the main actor for John 117, or Master Chief, Pablo Schreiber, I believe his name is, he reacts to the show's big success, and he wanted to deliver a message. So he made this post, I believe it was on Instagram, and I'll kind of go over here, but he basically mentions that Halo was the second most streamed piece of entertainment in the United States when it launched. And it was only behind a Best Picture winner, Coda. You know, he also noted, though, but in Canada, it was the most streamed piece of entertainment. So people are interested. They want to see this. They're going out there. They're talking to their friends. And they're letting them know that this is a good show. You got to watch it. Right? It's a pretty good show, I would say. I would recommend it. You know, I was listening to Rage Game Network podcasts. And, you know, we talk about how Bebop Cowboy didn't do very well. And I watched that show, and I didn't really enjoy it myself. I kind of watched it to be like, really? Netflix made this? It doesn't seem right. But this is really good. Halo is really good. I like the TV series. So he goes on, he makes a comment. He says he believes that the Halo TV series is a huge hit, and it's on its way to becoming a worldwide phenomenon when it rolls out in other countries. He's got a point. They're going to have a season 2, and I think it's if if the next couple episodes are good, and this starts rolling out throughout all the other international markets, I think it's going to be a really good show. And you're going to see a lot more people coming to Paramount Plus, getting some memberships. And Paramount Plus is going to make a lot of money off this. I think they're going to make some good money off this. I truly do. But he also had his he also had a message for some of the fans of the series, and even the video games who kind of doubted him. So let me read this to you real quick. He said in this article, "To all the fans who have been waiting for this moment for so long, and to the newcomers who have responded with such overwhelming support and love, I am honored and humbled to be in service to this amazing universe and lore. For all the fans rooting against the home team who hated the show before they saw it and disagreed with what they were doing, I respect your opinion and I love you too. Because the truth is, we love the same thing. And I will keep working my ass off each and every day to make this show the best version of itself, to bring attention and respect to this Halo universe we love for all of us." You know, I like that comment. I like that comment a lot. You know, he gets it. There's people that are not going to like this show. There's people that are going to love this show. Whether you love it, hate it, whatever the case is, where you fall in that spectrum about the show, this guy played Halo when he was younger. All right? He knows this franchise, this game. I really enjoy that he's, you know what? I get it. I get where you're coming from. But you know what? I love you no matter what. Because we're going to keep reforming this TV show. And if we see where there's holes that need to be plugged and we need to figure out how to make it better, we're going to make it better. And if something's working, guess what? We're going to keep doing what's working. So I really like his comment here. I totally agree with him. You know, there's something for everyone here. And as I said, you know, it's such a great time that we've had here on this show. And he's done a great job so far. So just to kind of let you guys know a couple things, just a reminder, you can see the first episode for free if you are interested. So if you're at home and you're going, "Pretty boy, how can I watch Halo? I want to at least get an interest in the show, but I'm not ready to buy Paramount Plus." So you want to see the first episode? Guess what? Go to YouTube, go to the Paramount Plus channel. You'll be able to find the first full episode of Halo there. And guess what? You can watch it for free. Check it out. See how you feel. It's pretty good. Just watch the first 17 minutes. You're going to love it, I think. And if you played a little bit of the games, like myself, I didn't play them when I was younger. But knowing the lore and knowing about Halo, the first 17 minutes is going to make you feel like you were playing Halo. You are going to have the little giggles and the little, you know, act like a little kid. It's going to make you bring back those memories. All right. Here's the thing. If you want to see more than episode one, you have to go to Paramount Plus. You have to get a membership. And every week, every Thursday, they launch a new episode. There is also going to be a season two. It's already been greenlit before season one even got released, which means Paramount Plus has confidence that this program, TV series, is going to do well. They're happy that it's going to go the way that they want it to go. So I'm going to buy into this. I think they're doing pretty good. I know I have my problems. I'll criticize when I have to. But you know what? Overall, I think I'd give an 8.75 rating. They're doing good. We're getting there. Overall, out of 10. All right, everyone. What we're going to do here, we are going to finish up this podcast by letting you guys know a few things. All right. If you're looking at finding more out about Rage Game Network or RGN, go to ragegamenetwork.com. You can get some merchandise there. You can get to all our social media links. You can leave a comment and you get to know a little bit about ourselves. And if you're interested in listening to the podcast of Rage Game Network podcast, you could find links that'll get you to our podcast from any really platform. But just to let you know, in case you don't go to the website, you can also go to Facebook. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Discord. You want to talk to us? Discord. Talk to us on Discord, Rage Game Network. YouTube, we're on there too. If you're interested in finding Pretty Boy Chris here, guess what? You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Discord. You can find me on Twitch, YouTube, and I play on PC and PS4. My game handle on all that is either blah blah 267, or you can find me at blah blah 0267. So if you're interested in playing with me, put my gamer tag in, add me as a friend for whatever game you want to play, and guess what? We'll play. No question. I love playing with my fans here. All right. Before we leave, I just want to say, please, please support your community, work with each other, go to your local video game store, go to your local gaming store, comics, you name it. We're all nerds here. Support the local business. Help each other out. Help Rage Game Network and help us bring more content to you. We want your feedback and we want to know what we're doing good, what we need to improve upon so we can continue going forward and make things even better. All right, everyone. All I got to say before we go is see you guys next time and hashtag raging out.